Okay, I think I've got everything working now. We will see. Good morning, or it is a good morning. God is good, even when I am completely losing my mind. Ah, okay, so here we are. Good morning. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and I love and hate technology with equal passions. I'm pretty good with it. Make it work almost all the time, and then weird stuff happens, and I can't figure out why. So, anyway, good morning. Glad you're here. Glad we're able to be together for this Psalms devotional. It is Wednesday, September 16th, 2020, and as we are meeting in this environment, people in Pensacola, Florida are dealing with Hurricane Sally coming right on shore. So let's open in prayer and pray for them. And our psalm speaks very powerfully to that very specific situation. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for even times when you are pleased to show us our humanity and our frailty and our weakness, because it reminds us of your strength, of your power, how much we need you, how utterly dependent upon you we are. And so we thank you. Lord, would you please have mercy on us this morning, and would you please speak to us through Psalm 93? We pray in Jesus' name. We also pray, Father, for those who are in Florida and Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, who are being hit by another hurricane, particularly those who are in Pensacola, who are feeling the brunt of Hurricane Sally right now. We pray for your protection upon them. We pray for your blessing. And we pray, Father, that you would work your will and glorify your name through this situation, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Psalm 93. Thankfully, we have a short psalm this morning, and I appreciate your patience. I don't even know why the guitar music wasn't playing. It's exactly set up the same way it's been set up every 50 other times we've done this, but this morning the guitar music didn't want to play, and then I kept losing my connection to YouTube, and anyway. The Lord reigns. We don't. We're not in control. He is. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring. Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, evermore. Short psalm this morning, five verses, with a very clear and very direct message. God is in control. God is strong. God is steadfast. God is powerful. We can and should trust and obey him. So this language of kingship, this is one of what's called the kingship psalms that focus on the reign of God. The Lord reigns, and his robed, right? He's robed in light, right? His garment is the splendor of glory. He dwells in unapproachable light. He's put on strength as his belt. So this is the way, you know, when a king goes to war, they would cinch up their robes and tie them around with a belt. So he is put on strength as his belt. And he's from everlasting. God is from everlasting, and he has established the whole world. This is, again, an answer against as we find in much of the Psalms, this is an answer against the polytheism that was so prevalent in and around the people of God The idea that each god had their regional area that they were sort of in charge of. This little area of land belongs to Dagon, and this little area of land belongs to Asherah or Baal. This little area of land belongs to, you know, this god or that god. But no, God is over all. He reigns over everything. And then water in the Bible, as we're seeing with Hurricane Sally right now, if you're paying any attention to it, but as people in Pensacola are experiencing, water in the Bible is an image of danger, of threat, of death. And so the seas, you know, in ancient times, if you went out onto the sea, there was no guarantee of your return whatsoever. If you read the book of Acts and you know about Paul's being tossed about in a storm for 14 days and then shipwrecked, that's the way things were in the ancient world very commonly. The Mediterranean is notorious for storms that pop up very suddenly. And when you had, you know, ancient technology without weather forecasting or GPS, and you had just... the sea became this place of danger and this threat. So this is really what verses 3 and 4 are basically saying, is there are threats, there are dangers, there are threatenings of death that rise up. They've lifted up their voice. They've lifted up their roaring. And that's what's happening on the coast of Pensacola right now. The Hurricane Sally's a Category 2 hurricane sitting off the coast and just churning. What's mightier than that? I mean, it's powerful, sweeping away docks, sweeping away homes. We remember the devastation, many of us still remember the devastation of the Southeast Asian tsunami from years ago. What is mightier than that? Well, God is. God is mightier. For us, it's not just about literal water and storms. God is mightier than anything that threatens us. God is mightier than anything that endangers us. God is mightier than anything that we might ever be afraid of or think might be out to get us. God is mightier than all of those things, and so we should trust him. And that's where the psalm ends. Verse 5 really is the point of the psalm. So verses 1 to 4 is painting us a picture of God in his kingship, in his majesty, in his strength, in his power, in his might, over and against and above those things that threaten us, those things that challenge us, those things that would swallow us up. But the point is verse 5. Your decrees are very trustworthy. We can trust God. We can't trust ourselves. We can't trust our circumstances. We can't trust our allies. We certainly can't trust our enemies, but we can trust God. And so this is the challenge for us this morning, is what are we trusting in? Are we trusting in technology? Technology is a gift from God. It's a means that God uses to allow us to be able to connect at 8:30 on Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings. But are we trusting in it? Because sometimes it fails us, or sometimes our own competency fails us. Do we trust in ourselves? I am very guilty of trusting in myself far too often. Especially if it's something I think I know how to do and I can handle it and I got this, don't worry about it. But God's decrees, these are his eternal decrees, his sovereign plan, his providence is trustworthy. He has revealed decrees to us in his word for us to obey. So God has different kinds of decrees, right? He has eternal, unchangeable, sovereign decrees by which his providence is exercised over the world. But he also has decrees, commands that he's revealed to us that we are to obey. And they are trustworthy as well. So we should trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And as silly as that old song is, it's got that powerful truth. God is trustworthy. His ways are better than our ways. He is stronger than we are. He's more powerful than we are. He reigns over the nations. He reigns over all of our circumstances. We can trust him, and we should. Holiness befits your house. What's holiness? Holiness is when we are set apart by God for God. We belong to God. We are His. And so if we are His, we need to be His, right? If we are His, we need to be His. If that's who we are, we need to live like it. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. We need to dedicate our hearts and minds and lives to living out what is true. And that is, we don't belong to ourselves. We're not in charge of ourselves. We are God's. Own children, own people, own dearly beloved ones. So how is He calling you to trust Him today? And how is He calling you to belong to Him today in your conscious awareness and the actions of your life? What you say, what you don't say, what you post on social media, what you share or don't share on social media, how you treat others, how you treat your family, what you think about, what you spend your time doing. If God is who He is, if He's powerful, if He's strong, if He's mighty, and if He's trustworthy, doesn't that change everything about how we live? It should. Let's pray. Father, we are so small and so weak. We are so frail and so foolish. You alone are sovereign and mighty and wise. You alone rule in infinite glory with unfailing love for your people. Forgive us for when we try to be self-sufficient. Forgive us for when we live like practical atheists, not even thinking about You or seeking You or consciously living in line with Your word that we know and have been given. Have mercy on us, O God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I hope you have a great day today, and I'm looking forward to Psalm 94 on Friday. Please pray that the technology would work and that we wouldn't have the kinds of delays we had this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you today. Men's group tonight, if you're coming out, looking forward to it, 7:15, right out back here around the fireplace. We're going to start talking some good, rich, deep theology. Bring your questions, we will enjoy that every Wednesday night around the fire pit. 7:15 tonight. We'll see you then. Otherwise, I'll see you Friday morning back here.